This is Touchstone Radio, bringing you alternative views here in the Brazos Valley on KEOS 89.1 FM.
This is Shrikant Shastri for Touchstone Radio. I am here with an Aggie from India who would like to share her experience with you.
Hi, Shrikant. This incident happened 1 a.m. March 31st, 2007. Three of us had basically entered a hookah station at Northgate, and one of us does not drink any alcohol and was only there to hang out. The other two had a couple of drinks from before. The person who didn't drink any alcohol sat on the stool right next to the bar, and this was about less than a minute, maybe 30 seconds or so, and he was violently grabbed by the bartender, and he was asked to get the out of the bar if he wasn't drinking any alcohol. And this was when we'd actually gone to the bar to actually order alcohol. He was really surprised by this and retaliated by saying, "If you're not going to be that polite, I will never order a drink from you," to which the bartender started verbally abusing him and asked the bouncers to kick him out of the bar. So basically, despite any provocation from my friend, the bartender was extremely rude, pulled my friend off the bar stool and asked him to get the out of the bar. We didn't really want the bouncers to kick us out, so we just left the bar and went to another one across the street. After about 15 minutes, we came out and noticed that another friend of ours was actually thrown out on the street. He had the exact same experience, however, he refused to leave the bar, and the bouncer picked him up by his neck and threw him across on the road. There were about 8 Indian people that were thrown out of hookah station that night. We actually took our complaint to the police officers that was standing outside. And one of the police officers told us that it was absolutely okay for the bartender to physically assault a person and throw him out if he had a problem with maybe his attire or, you know, the color of his hair, the color of his eyes, whatnot. So we actually asked the police officer if the bartender could throw him out based on the color of his skin. And this is what the police officer said, that yes, the bartender can throw you out if he has a problem with the fact that you're brown or Indian. When we asked the officer if he could repeat that for the record on a cell phone recorder, he said he was already recording the conversation. After hearing this, we just got really pissed off and left for home. Thanks.
That is a story of racism in College Station at Northgate. Unfortunately, this is not the first time something like this has happened. There have been innumerable incidents in the past few years. We've had incidents in the past where international students have been attacked by baseball bats, BB guns, and frozen water bottles, among other things. We've had incidents in the past with bars charging different cover charges to people of different races. The question we have to ask ourselves is, do we stand by this? Do we condone this? If the answer is no, then what should we do to stop this? For Touchstone Radio, this is Shrikant Shastri.
Touchstone Radio is a production of Touchstone Magazine. Neither KUS nor the Touchstone necessarily endorses the opinions you have just heard. Pick up a copy of the Touchstone in the blue news boxes or visit our website, which contains this and other Touchstone Radio episodes in digital audio at www.rtis.com/touchstone.